Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video, I'm going to talk to you about how confidence in the marketplace seems to be quite low at the moment.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey, it's Dan. Hope you're well. Just off to pick up a little one. So I was just thinking about this because we've got lots of outstanding quotes, lots of website quotes that are outstanding, content creation outstanding, Facebook ads outstanding, spoken to a lot of people about property sourcing, etc., etc. And no one's buying. Like, we're still getting some leads coming through and some sales coming through. And, you know, for us, we've got a recurring income model, mostly, where our clients pay us month in, month out, so obviously that helps. But definitely something I've noticed, and I'm like, is it us? Is it something we're doing wrong? Is it our website's not converting properly? But it's always converted in the past. Is something else happened? And it's like, yeah, of course something else has happened. We're at war with Ukraine, with Russia. Not that we're at war with Russia, but we might be. And so it comes down to confidence in the marketplace, I think. We've got, you know, today's Wednesday, tomorrow is Thursday, the Bank of England are no doubt going to increase interest rates, which is just the most stupidest of ideas. Inflation is too much money chasing too few goods. There's already massive price increases because of the energy, petrol, everything's shooting up, everything. And yet, they're still going to go ahead and put interest rates up. But there's this idea about not trusting the marketplace. We don't know. There's so much uncertainty right now. And by the way, I want you to think about this, because when there's a lot of uncertainty, people like you and I, and definitely me, I definitely do this, so maybe just me, but you and I, we kind of get caught with this uncertainty, and then we're left kind of trying to do the same thing over and over again. And one of the reasons why I do this podcast is that actually this is just me thinking out loud to myself, because sometimes I need expert advice, so I need to speak to myself. So some of this is, if you sat around just still doing what you've always done, but more of it, it's probably not going to work, because we're not in that, you know, in a cycle. We're not in that part of a cycle right now. We're in a part of a cycle where you've got to do some crazy ass stuff right now to get some business. I don't care what that crazy ass stuff is, a free holiday, whatever. Like, you're going to have to find a way of separating yourself from everybody else. I was looking at some of our Google ads that we've got out, and our Google ads, you could change the name and it's the same as somebody else's. And actually, we did change that. We now give away a free download, and that's starting to convert better. Because we're not in this traditional marketplace. I actually think, to some extent, other people have increased their budget on marketing, for example, and other people have decreased it. So you're going to start to see the winners and the losers. And the losers are those people who are pulling back on the marketing. They're kind of hunkering down, if you like. And I believe that when times get tough, you expand. That's what I believe, and that's what we're doing. In fact, we're putting in a lot of hours. Because don't forget, you know, we've got staff who have mortgages to pay. It's the same for us as it is for everybody else. Grant Cardone went out and sacked all his sales staff. So he's no different than anybody else sitting on hundreds of millions of pounds worth of real estate. Everybody does it. Woolworths went bust. Maybe not in this recession, but the one before. Debenhams went bust. A company like Debenhams, how does that even go bust? So we've all got costs, we've all got expenses, and we all have to cover those expenses. And does it cause me a bit of worry? Of course it does. Does it worry me for our clients? Of course it does. Because if we're having a knock-on effect where we're not able to close clients, our clients also, their clients won't be able to close clients, and their clients won't be able to pay them, they won't be able to pay us, and so on. So this is why we're continually stepping up, continually trying to redo how we do things. But right now, I'm like, is it just us? Are we just really bad at sales? Can we not close? And it's like, well, we've never had a problem before. We drive a lot of traffic, and you know what? Our traffic has gone up by about 50%. We've really ramped up our traffic. In fact, on one of the web pages, not going to tell you which one, our web traffic went up 222%. And but this is because it's different types of traffic. It's cold traffic from Google Ads that we're sending to it, maybe some Facebook ads as well. That traffic invariably won't convert as the normal organic traffic. So if someone's followed me on Facebook for the last 3 years and they're thinking about a website and they're going on a website design page, versus someone who goes to Google, types website design, we come up, they click the link, they don't know who we are. So the first one's going to close, the second one is going to have a really bad closing rate. And so is that one of the reasons? I just think that this is what life is. We have these ups and we have these downs. We have these ups and we have these downs. And if you've not mended the roof while the sun was shining, then you're potentially causing yourself problems further on down the line. Now, let's talk about interest rates. Interest rates are going to go up tomorrow, pretty much guaranteed. Bank of England are too freaking stupid to actually understand that people's gas and energy bills have gone from £100 a month to £500 a month. Why are they too stupid? Because they're not on a budget for gas. They're like, oh, it's not a problem. These guys are on 120 grand a year, 10 grand a month before tax. They're on six grand a month after tax. And their gas bill's gone up £400. So like, it's not a problem. Right, so they don't actually understand it like you and I understand it. A £400 increase on energy is going to affect a massive proportion of the electorate of the population. And you think about that from a property point of view as a landlord. Now we're going to have tenants not able to afford heat or their rent. And which one do you think we're going to cut back on? We're going to cut back on rent. So then homelessness increases. Now, the government could have solved this, of course, by putting on a tax like the French did with EDF. You know, theirs have gone up 4%, the UK's gone up 54%. But obviously, the government won't do that because the Tory, and they've got the fingers in everybody else's pocket, because that's how they get funded. And look at the whole Russia thing going on right now. Where's all the money coming from the Tory party and the Russian donors and the lords? How does a Russian get made a lord of the House of Commons? Well, the House of Lords, I should say. I don't understand that. It just doesn't compute. There's only one reason why that happens. Right? There's two reasons. One is charity. I wonder how much charity stuff they've done. Maybe they hosted Children in Need, and maybe that's why these Russians have got House of Lords. Anyway, look, go off on a tangent. The point here is, and it's highly unusual for me to go off on a tangent, I know. The point here is that the marketplace has changed, and you might not have actually understood that until I've just explicitly stated it now, but the marketplace has changed and you have to change with the marketplace. And if you're just trying to do what you've always done, you would normally get the same result, except the environment that we're in has fundamentally shifted to a much more cautious outlook. People are not prepared right now to go, you know what, £400 a month on marketing, let's just throw it out and let's see what happens. They need a guarantee, and you can't get guarantees. There are no such things as guarantees in marketing. There is probabilities. We would expect the more traffic that goes to your website, the more you're going to close, and that's what we've seen. Luckily for us, on some of our main web pages, you know, the one that went up 222%, the one that went up 50%, if they're the web pages that are still converting, well, happy days. Even though it's driving more people and half as many people are converting, it still works out at the same amount of income. But it's definitely harder, and there's definitely more conversations that we have to get into in order to get those clients closed. And so this is just something I want you to be aware of. It's just something that you need to be completely conscious of, that we're not living in the world that we lived in, I mean, just 2 months ago. I know we've had pandemic for 2 years, but we're definitely not living in that world that we're living in 2 years ago. We're definitely not living in that world that we're living in just 2 months ago. And next week it'll be something else, and next month it'll be something else, and next year it'll be something else as well. Alright, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next one. My name's Dan Latter. Have yourselves a good day.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.